This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Equity Minds.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is useful.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Mates, a podcast that follows our journey of investing. Whether you're an absolute beginner or approaching Warren Buffett status, our aim is to help break down your barriers from beginning to dividend. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Good to be here for our final week of 2022. We say that as if there's like some break in content. We are doing this week. There's going to be 1 week where nothing is released, and then we're straight into the summer series.
That's the way we do things at Equity Mates. The content train keeps rolling, but I can't wait for their summer series. It's been an awesome deep dive on 12 stocks, both here in Australia and from the US. So can't wait to crack into that. But don't want to wish away the current moment, because we are here to do our bold predictions wrap of 2023. And boy, did we have some bold predictions.
We did. Some not great, some okay.
Some okay.
I haven't actually tallied them up to see who won.
Me either. So we may as well do it on the fly. So we've made 24 predictions at the start of the year. Some we're going to have a chat about. Some we're just going to have a listen to and make a call. But yes, as you said, Ren, this is the last Monday chat episode. We've got Andrew Brown with his bold predictions this Thursday and a crypto wrap on Friday. And boy, Andrew is very excited for his for his wrap. He said it's his favorite episode of the year because he actually loves reflecting on 12 months when things can often seem so chaotic. Make sure you tune in on Thursday. But Ren, we may as well get stuck into it.
The build for this year that I don't think we've done before for a bold predictions episode is Sasha, our producer, has actually clipped our what we've said from 12 months ago.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't listened to them. You have, which gives you a level of control over which ones you play, which I'm a little bit nervous about. But I guess up to you when you want to play a clip. Or do we want to listen to them all?
Yeah, let's just go through them and see how we go.
All right.
So well, you're first off the bat, Ren.
Great.
Bold prediction number one.
I only know one of your bold predictions. We've made notes separately, so hopefully we don't have overlap. But I know where we do have a little bit of overlap is we both are betting on consolidation.
Yes.
So my bold prediction is we will see a merger or an acquisition between US streaming giants. And I'm talking there Netflix, Disney, Hulu, Peacock, Prime Video, Apple TV, HBO Max, Sling, Fubo. There's others, but I just couldn't be bothered to list them.
So there you go, Ren, a massive merger.
Well, I'm glad I said there were others, but I couldn't be bothered to list them because there were others, two of which did merge.
Yes.
Warner Brothers and Discovery.
So there you go. In 2022, we did have a merger, so bold prediction is correct.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Now, I'm pretty sure we both of us took bets on all of these. I think for the sake of it, we just said.
I don't think we really do the whole...
Yeah, who's won the bets on?
Well, we used to put beers on them, but you never bought me any beers.
I'm not drinking anymore.
What are you talking about?
All right, number two, Ren. Speaking of consolidation, this was my first one. My bold prediction is that this is an acquisition play for a lot of these companies. I can see that there's going to be consolidation in this space, or a lot of the large retail chains who often struggle to fulfill this last mile will buy and acquire some of these companies. So I think the answer to this, Ren, is no.
What do you mean you think?
The answer is no. We've actually seen a reverse in this space. Rather than acquisitions, we've seen companies go out of business.
Yeah, so we've seen Volley and Send go out of business.
Yep.
We've seen overseas, we've seen GoPuff and Gorillas and Getir all massively cut costs.
Yep.
Milk Run
is still standing, yes.
But changing their business model.
Yeah.
Now what, $20 minimum delivery?
Yeah.
No longer 10 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Now did you also say they're now doing overnight orders for Marketplace?
So you may as well, they're now just going straight back to what Woolies and Co. are now offering, which is their Metro 30 to 60 minute offerings.
Yeah.
So last man standing, Milk Run. Interesting to see where it'll be in 12 months' time. But Ren, let's keep moving. You've come in hot with a Tesla.
Tesla is not the most valuable car maker by the end of the year.
Yeah, okay. Who is?
Well, so Tesla's about $1 trillion market cap.
Yeah.
Next biggest is Toyota at about $270 billion US.
Wow.
So Volkswagen's like $130 billion, which I think is next.
So you're really saying Tesla is wiped out?
Or
the other companies go gangbusters. Okay,
The other bold prediction I was thinking with Tesla was Elon isn't CEO by the end of the year.
All right, well, lucky you didn't go this.
If I could carry that over, I would.
All right, so Tesla not the most valuable car company.
So Tesla still is the most valuable car company. When we were recording now, I said it was $1 trillion market cap. It's now about half of that.
Yes.
So I was right directionally.
Yes, you were right directionally. So I'm going to just jump ahead here because I also did
also,
have a...
Sorry, can I just also say, we said VW, $130 billion USD. Now, it just shows how much the euro has been whacked and how strong the US dollar has been this year.
What is it now?
Well, Volkswagen is like an 80 billion euro car company, but the exchange rate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. Well, I'm going to just quickly jump ahead here because I also had a Tesla bold prediction. So here it is.
I actually anticipate that Tesla keeps its competitors at bay and adds another 500B to its market cap.
That's kind of embarrassing. It has kept its its competitors at bay.
Well, has it?
Well, Toyota's it's only still down, the number one.
Toyota's only down 11% for the year. Tesla's down 50% for the year.
Yes, yeah, so at the time, Tesla had a market cap of about $1 trillion plus. It's now, and it was its share price was $400 US at the start of the year. It's now $167 US at time of recording, with a market cap of about $500 billion.
Tesla's share price is Wait, what did you say?
167.
It's 157.
Oh, it's dropped since. Writing this. All right, so number four for you, Ren.
I'm going to say American inflation will be under 3% in 2022. They'll kill it. It will be killed as a story.
Wow.
Yeah.
It will be killed as a story.
Look, I think I was just a little early on that, but have you noticed that American inflation has really plateaued?
It's certainly not killed as a story, so that's a hard no.
You know what?
But let's...
Putin screwed me on this one.
All right, let's keep moving. Next from me.
A metaverse avatar will be Time's Person of the Year.
Okay, unfortunately that didn't play out. Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, was rightly Time's Person of the Year.
Mm.
All right, Ren...
Can we get a yes going here?
Let's go on. So we've got number four for you.
Bold prediction, China recovers. And the way to measure it is China's BAT, so Baidu, Alibaba, Tencent, will outperform our named Ant Mama.
All right. So Ant Mama, for those listening, is Apple, Nvidia, Tesla, Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, Alphabet.
The new fang.
How did this one go, Ren?
Well, I'm glad that I put a way to measure it because by no measure could we say that China recovered.
No.
But I'm giving myself a yes for this.
Oh, okay.
Because China's BAT, Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent outperformed. So
give me the numbers.
Baidu down 18, Alibaba down 22, Tencent down 28, an average of down 23%.
Okay.
Apple down 20, Nvidia down 40, Tesla down 60, Microsoft down 23, Amazon down 46, Meta down 65, Alphabet down 34.
Mm.
The long and the short of it, those seven companies rolled up their average down 41%.
Oh.
China's tech index outperformed America's tech.
We're going to have to give that Tesla and Meta really sucking down the rest of them. Tesla down 60 and Meta down 65. That is a ball breaker for those other companies. But well done. I mean, first yes on the board.
No one covered themselves in glory this year.
That's true. All right, here we go. Next one for me.
Bold prediction, Robinhood shakes the hate. It's currently down 74% from its high late last year. Shakes the hate and finishes up. And I'm going to throw in a spicy bold prediction that it outperforms the S&P 500.
Sheesh, that was spicy. That was spicy.
I like the spice. Give me the numbers.
So Robinhood is down 48%. The S&P is down 16%. So a massive fail on two parts. A, it didn't shake the hate and finish up. And B, it didn't outperform the S&P 500. So sorry, Bryce, that is a no.
Have you got one on the board yet?
No, I haven't got one on the board yet.
Oh, no.
But let's keep moving. So, Ren, yours is coming in here.
Alphabet's new pharmaceutical play, Isomorphic Labs. And so for those who haven't heard about it, they are using their Google's AI to discover new drugs. This new company, Isomorphic Labs, will find at least one blockbuster drug in 2022.
Now, of all of the ones that I would have wanted to come true, this would have been one of them. How did we go, Ren?
So Google's DeepMind, their AI, they did not develop a blockbuster drug. The AlphaFold system that they've got, getting a lot of applause from the industry.
Yeah.
So that's something. But no.
Okay. All good. You've still got at least one on the board.
AI this year decided to focus on art and language, processing rather than drug discovery.
Still pretty amazing what they've done.
Yes. Perhaps not as impactful as...
No.
Anyway, 2023. 2023.
All right. Let's keep going. I've got one here about Twitter.
Bold prediction on my side. Twitter is acquired.
Oh, wow.
By a crypto platform.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or by Square.
Okay, so I'm going to give myself this one.
Yeah, I give it to you as well.
Despite it being acquired by Elon Musk, I think the fact that it was acquired is worthy of a yes. So we're going to have to give that.
When did Elon first speak about acquiring Twitter? Was that all this year?
Mid-year.
This year?
I think so, yeah.
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 Good, full credit.
Thank you. Yeah. All right.
You've written no in the doc.
Oh, sorry, I should write yes. All right, let's keep going. So you have one here about where we would be at with COVID.
This is a twofold COVID prediction. So first prediction is we'll see another COVID variant by the year's end. I've labelled that as a not-so-bold prediction because I think that's almost certain.
Yeah.
But then the second thing is at least one Australian state will have another major lockdown.
Western Australia.
Or Victoria, or like if it gets out in Northern Territory, maybe they'll do it.
So where are we going with that?
So we didn't have another lockdown.
No.
Although the year's not over yet. But we do have new variants.
Yes.
We've got XBB and BQ1.
Yes. So that's 50-50, twofold, yes and no.
Well, again, the year hasn't played out yet.
Come on.
Look, we've had two Christmases in a row ruined by COVID, like we personally have.
Yeah.
We were caught up in Strawberry Hills in 2020 and then we were both caught up in the aftermath of your engagement party in 2021.
Yes.
So I'm not counting my chickens until I'm eating at Christmas at 2 o'clock with a beer in my hand.
Fair call. All right, Ren, well, I've got a bold prediction here that...
Hold on, am I getting a yes?
You get a yes. It feels like I've tried to crunch about three predictions into this, so let's have a listen.
I think that the Fed will lift rates too early They'll freak out and then they won't raise rates for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Then the US markets, despite what everyone's saying, will finish higher, and I'm talking double digits higher. I think not 20% like we've seen, but I think in the range of 10 to 20%. That will be driven by Aunt Mama, Tale of Two. Oh, is it Tale of Two Halves? Is that the right phrase?
I know what you're saying. Like, you're saying the Tale of Two stock market.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I think Aunt Mama will continue to just exceed expectation and drive the market. And then if I'm to come home here, the RBA have signaled that they won't be raising interest rates in 2022, but I reckon there'll be one interest rate rise.
Okay.
So that is cringeworthy to listen to. Let's break it down. US will raise rates too early and then will freak out.
Well, raised rates too late.
They
arguably.
Raised rates too late.
They have not freaked out.
They haven't. They've been quite aggressive. Yep. 0 to 3.75%.
The US market will finish higher.
That was an absolute bomb.
Double digits higher. No. Driven by Aunt Mama.
No.
Well, arguably it's been driven down by those stocks.
Arguably.
Now, this next one I want to give you some credit for. Philip Lowe came out and said the RBA wouldn't raise rates until 2024, but Bryce Lesky came out and said they would.
This is why you don't take investing advice from a podcast.
This is why you don't listen to predictions in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. So what are we doing here? I'm saying RBA, we're going to give it. But overall, that's a no. It's a hard no.
Said the RBA would only raise once.
Okay. So all over no.
I'm happy for you to have it.
No. All right, Ren, so you've come in with an antitrust bold prediction.
I think we will see a major antitrust win in the US. For after about a decade of regulators not doing anything with antitrust, we'll see either a major court win or we'll see a major piece of legislation passed.
Nice.
Because there's nothing that Republicans and Democrats can agree on except
big tech.
They hate big tech.
Yeah. All right. So what were the results with this? I remember we did talk about this on AusBiz last year. It was a theme we were discussing.
Yeah. So I think directionally it's definitely become more and more of a thing. There was Meta have been blocked in court from a couple of VR company acquisitions. The FTC are suing to block Microsoft acquiring Activision Blizzard. That's a big one. But I don't know if there has been a major win so far.
Yeah, I would agree. But it's directionally right.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to give that a no, Ren. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty clear where the world is going. It's even more clear where Europe is going. But I did say in the US.
Will we see one in 2023?
Definitely.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Like, they've got high-priced lawyers and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It depends. I don't think Activision Blizzard will get blocked, but maybe it will. Mm. I mean, you can see how good our predictions are so far.
Clip that. All right. I had a bit of a somber one here, Ren.
Forward prediction for 2023, but I've got to note it now.
Okay.
That 2022 will be the last time that we see Munger and Buffett at the Berkshire AGM.
That's really sad.
But not because of a death, perhaps, but just because too old to rock up.
Yeah, yeah. Ones. I mean, they're what, 97?
Well, I think Munger will be 99 this year, won't he? Something crazy. We saw him at the Sewn Hearts and Minds conference, and despite being still pretty switched on, was looking very frail.
So, Ren, this is a TBC, obviously, because we're not going to know, but we are endeavouring to get over there ourselves in 2023.
Yes.
So if you are out in the community and also heading to Omaha next year, do let us know. But let's keep going, Ren. This was another from you.
So, hold on. Side note. You know Charlie Munger's birthday is the 1st of January?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. 1st of January, 1924.
I think I got his name wrong there. He's going to be 99 next year.
He turns 99 on the 1st of January.
Not his name, his age. Yeah, 99 on the 1st of January, 2023, yeah. Jeez, imagine if he gets to 100.
100.
Wow, love to see that. All right, Ren, one from you.
Coming home to Australia, I feel this is a bold prediction. Australia will have a carbon price by the end of the year.
Wishful thinking?
Not the end of the year.
Yeah, no, nah, that's a no, but we should.
Wishful thinking. All right, let's keep moving then. That's a no.
What have I got? I think the New York Times is on a mission for subscribers. We know that. They said they want 10 million paid subscribers by 2025. They're not quite there yet. They've got a long way to go. They're now buying their way to get it. They paid $550 million to buy The Athletic, which had 1 million paid subscribers. Still a long way to go. I think that we'll see them make another reasonable acquisition to the same value or more in 2022.
Oh, so directionally right, they did make another acquisition. So it's worth noting The Athletic was in January 2022 that they made that, and we did the bold predictions just short of that. They have said that they remain focused on becoming the essential subscription for every English-speaking person seeking to understand and engage the world. And they did acquire Wordle, but it wasn't to the tune of $500 million or more.
Okay.
So, directionally right, wrong though. But it is interesting. They did make another acquisition and they have paid for it.
All right, well, Bryce, the New York Times might be on a mission for paid subscribers. We are a free service, ad-supported, so let's take a quick break and hear one of those ads. All right, Bryce, we haven't covered ourselves in glory so far, but, hey, that seems to be a trend in 2022 in the stock market. Let's keep rolling. What have you got next?
So we're now starting to move into some of the non-finance predictions, Ren, and you've thrown one out here with the Winter Olympics.
Australia will win a gold medal at the Winter Olympics.
Hell yeah.
And what's the result?
Australia won its sixth gold medal ever at a Winter Olympics in history. We won gold in the women's moguls. Jakara Anthony, take a bow. Bryce and I aren't covering ourselves in glory, but you certainly did.
Well played. Well played to you. And to Jakara Ren, as you said, well done. All right, I've got one coming in that is also going to be very cringeworthy. Let's go.
In terms of sectors and industries that I'm keen on, I think that we'll continue to see the semiconductor industry absolutely smash it this year. I'm going to say double-digit growth of 15% or more, and we're going to take that as the index. Let's take semi as the yardstick, the ETF semi.
The ETF securities ETF?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now the Global X ETF semi, S-E-M-I. Full disclosure, I do own it, but I seemed to have a trend here of liking double-digit growth, really, really going for it. Semi is actually down 26% for the year. We know there were some issues in the semiconductor industry, but yes, definitely a no on that front. All right, Ren, here we go. You've gone politics. Let's hear what you said.
Two not-so-bold political predictions. Macron will be re-elected in France.
Oh, yeah?
Which actually, you know, a couple of years ago, his approval rating was in the 20s, but he's steadied. And then another one, the Democrats will get swept at the midterm election in the US.
Heavy.
Republicans will control both the House and the Senate.
Wow.
So a bit to unpack there. How'd we go?
Macron got re-elected.
Yes.
The Democrats lost the House.
Yes.
But they held the Senate.
Nice. So yes, yes, no.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got a few yeses on the board. Can I get a yes here with a prediction for our Equity Mates team?
I think one of our team members here at Equity Mates will get rug pulled this year.
Did anyone get rug pulled?
We got rugged, didn't we? With Klarnadow?
Klarna, yeah. Klarna? Was that this year?
Was it Klarna?
Klarna.
Klarnadow.
Yeah, Klarna, the
Dow. Klarna.
Klarna. Klarna. Klarna.
Klarna. Klarna is Klarna, the buy now,
yeah,
pay later.
Yeah, we're getting that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Klarna.
Klarnadow.
But was that this year?
I think so. I'll ask the boys.
All right. Well, I'm going to just put that one down as a yes. Now, we don't have many to go, and then we've got a couple of predictions from some of our team members as well, Darcy and Alf, both of which were interesting. But, Ren, here you go for a stock of the year bold prediction.
My three previous stock of the year predictions, Atomos, Costa and Tencent.
Yeah.
Will outperform your three stock of the year predictions on a percentage basis.
So, Ren, just to confirm, you had Atomos, Costa Group and Tencent, and I had Baby Bunting, City Chic and Roblox as my stocks of the year over the last three. So how are we going here? This will be interesting, actually.
Well, look, it's been a tough year, we should say.
Yes.
What do you feel on face value, those three names against those three names?
I mean, on face value, I would have to say yours is probably just going to lose out to mine.
Okay.
But you've got some solid names in there. I know Roblox for mine is likely to be to have been absolutely hammered.
And what if I give you one more piece of information, which is I think Atomos was the second worst performing stock on the ASX this year.
It was definitely top 10, yeah, for sure.
Like bottom 10?
Sorry, bottom 10, yeah, worst performing. I mean, I think that's a red herring.
You're right. Atomos was the worst performing of the six, but overall my three averaged out to down 45%. Yours averaged out to down 68%.
What? This year?
Yeah.
Who dragged it down?
So all three of yours were down more than 50%. Roblox was down 66% yeah. year to date. City Chic down 88% year to date.
Shit, what a bargain.
And Baby Bunting down 52%
year to date. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I've lost. I haven't really checked on those stocks in a while, as you can tell. How about yours? Atomos, so obviously it's been pumped.
Atomos down 93%.
I know Costa's had a decent year, hasn't it?
Well, decent relative. Tencent down 28%. Costa, best of the six. Not much to celebrate though, down 15%.
Wow, there you go. So as with everything, your stocks of the year tend to come out two or three years later.
Sort of.
Sort of.
As with everything this year, we all would have just been better off investing in the ASX 200.
Very true. Very true. All right. Well, let's close out. We've only got a couple to go and then we'll get our Darcy and Alf to join us. So, Ren, I have one that is all things related to AFL.
I'm going to close out and say that, look, last year I said that Essendon would get the wooden spoon.
Yep.
I copped a lot of heat from that,
yep,
saying how can you be so uninspired and negative about your football team.
Yep.
So this year I'm going to say that Essendon win their first final since 2004.
Unbelievable scenes from me. Should have stuck with my gut. We finished 15th, brutally sacked our coach, and it was a bit of a disaster for Essendon. Really just couldn't get off the starting blocks.
But you got a good coach this year.
We do have a good coach this year. But as with all things Essendon, it's always just, yeah, it's a roller coaster. But Ren, you also had an AFL one to close out your bold predictions. Here we go.
Here's my bold prediction, and it has two parts. And it might tie in with my earlier prediction about COVID lockdowns.
Okay.
The grand final is on your wedding weekend.
Heavy, really heavy.
No, just set up a TV or something. It's fine. Ham won't mind. So that's part one. And part two is the Swans and Essendon in it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Put the Bombers in the grand final.
Jeez, could you imagine if the Swans and Bombers were playing on your wedding weekend? Would we postpone the wedding?
Yeah.
So I was right about the Swans. I'm a very clear-minded and rational analyst when it comes to my own team.
No, you're not. Watching a game with you is unbearable.
Oh, my goodness. Swans made the grand final. Essendon, not so much.
Yeah, Swans did make the grand final. Essendon, not so much, unfortunately. But 2023, I'm feeling we will be on the rise, but I'm not going to be so bold as to say.
Hard to fall much further.
It is very well. It is actually. You can fall a lot further, Ren. Wooden spoon is not a place that you want to be. We did have a funny one here to close out.
By the end of 2022, which is another of my bold predictions here, Equity Mates goes thermonuclear.
Okay.
Has that played out?
Not that bold. How do we measure
it? We haven't put a measure in there, but it has been a great year here at Equity Mates Media. So a massive thank you to everyone that has supported us. For those that came to FinFest, the launch of our new shows earlier this year, it has been huge. We cannot wait for 2023. But Ren, we did get two of our team members, very new team members at the start of the year, Darcy and Alf, to come on and provide one of their bold predictions for the year. So let's get up, Darcy.
All right, Darcy is joining us. Darcy, welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Now, people who listen to The Dive are probably familiar with Darcy's voice, or very keen Equity Mates may remember him from the start of the year where he predicted something about NVIDIA.
My bold prediction is that NVIDIA will become one of the top three companies in the world by market cap. So currently at $673 billion market cap. It's got a long way to go, but that's my bold prediction for 2022.
All right, Darcy. Oh, no. Seriously, seriously bold. Now, I do want to caveat that don't feel so bad. We've just come off the back of reviewing our bold predictions, and I'm pretty sure I didn't get one right, except Equity Mates colleagues would be rug pulled. So.
No, apparently Climbdow was actually in 2021.
Oh, no. So I didn't even get that right.
Climbdow was my fault too, I think.
No. It was that venture capitalist. We won't name check them, but don't take stock tips from mates.
No. Anyway, Darcy, give us the lowdown. Did you get this right? Where are we at with NVIDIA?
I certainly didn't get it right, but NVIDIA, its market cap is now worth $434 billion, so shaved off a little bit over $200 billion. But the good thing about it is this was one of the most traded stocks by Nancy Pelosi's husband. So I'm gonna claim that as a tick.
That is a bullish. If he's still holding, that's a bullish signal.
Wow. Okay. So you've just completely redone it and giving yourself a tick is something unrelated.
So Darcy said it was going to be the top three by market cap. That didn't necessarily require it to grow. It just required other things to fall further.
Well, where does it sit?
So NVIDIA, it globally is the 11th. Biggest company.
Do we know where it was at the start?
We don't. I reckon it was probably about similar. The same. Yeah, because you know.
I think it was 9 or 10.
Okay.
We were including it in Ant Mama.
True.
And so it was one of the. It was in that world. It's down 40% this year, but it's still the 11th biggest listed company.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Okay. I'm pretty bullish on it, though. I'm pretty bullish.
Still bullish. Really? Nice. So this prediction stands.
don't take stock tips from a Darcy, though.
Now, you've now got the summer to think about another bold prediction or two for 2024. 2023,
yeah.
2023, and we'll be back next year to get you in the studio to hear some. But Darcy, thanks for joining us. And
if you want to hear more from Darcy, check him out on The Dive.
Yes, but we'll leave it there. Thanks, Darcy.
See you, Darcy.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All righty, so that was from Darcy. Now we've got Alf coming in with another bold prediction around the Magma stocks.
Yeah, I actually don't remember what Magma was.
Microsoft, Apple, Google.
Oh, he's not using Ant Mama.
He made his own.
Of course he did. Weird dude.
The person you are calling is not available.
All right, well, we've tried to call Alf. He hasn't picked up three times now, so I think he's trying to shy away from his bold predictions. But let's give it a listen anyway, and we can respond.
My bold prediction is for 2022, we're going to see the Magma stocks continue to rally. Oh, well, despite the recent dip, they're going to rally in 2022.
Okay. So firstly, Magma.
Yep. So Magma, that's Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Meta, and Apple.
Well, first of all, I've got to say, very similar prediction to what you made.
Pretty much stole mine, yeah.
And luckily, we've already pulled that data. So Magma, Microsoft down 23%, Amazon down 46%, Meta down 65%. Alphabet down 34%. What am I missing? Apple down 20%.
So no good. Sorry, Alfie. Your prediction was wrong. It drove the market the other way.
Also, he's not here to defend himself, but Magma is a shocking acronym because we're either updating all the company names or we're updating none of them. Why does Google get its old name but Meta get its new name? Ant Mama is clearly superior to Magma.
Was, yes, true. All right, well, Alf, sorry, bro, but no good there.
You got to pick up your phone next time.
But, Ren, that does bring us to the end of our bold predictions wrap for 2022. An excellent reminder as to why you should never listen to predictions about the future direction of markets, of business news stories. But it isn't always a fun exercise. And it is great to always look back on the year and to think about what we were even thinking at that time. You know, that was before the idea that inflation was persistent and rates were being lifted, and it was still at the...
Yeah, you were super bullish.
I was super bullish. It was, yeah, A lot can happen very quickly.
Yep. Forecasters make predictions because they're asked, not because they know. And media companies publish predictions because they'll get clicks, not because it'll help.
That's it. So that's the bucket we're in. No, look,
and we're going to publish them again next year.
We will be back in February with our bold predictions for 2023. But, Ren, it's been an awesome year. We've covered a lot of ground. We've covered a lot of content. I think you did the maths and we've interviewed 73 experts this year. The awards for our community Equity Mates Awards will be released on Wednesday.
Actually, voting will still be open when this is released.
Joe, voting will still be open. Results will be published on Wednesday.
We'll include a link to vote in our show notes.
Yep. And don't forget to keep your eye on our website and socials over summer as we release information about FinFest for 2023 to get your hands on some early bird tickets. But it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much to the Equity Mates community for the support this year. We know it's been a tough year. We hope we've been able to deliver you some value. Stick around, though, because we have Andrew Brown on Thursday and then a wrap for, with what happened in crypto on Friday.
And then we've got a week off.
Yes.
And then we've got our best summer series to date.
Absolutely.
We're doing a company breakdown and then we're joined by an expert, an analyst, a fund manager to help us unpack the company. It's going to be some good content over summer.
Absolutely. Loved it. And if you're also looking for a bit of a refresher on some basic money tips to get you started for 2013, don't forget we have Get Started Investing, 6 episodes.
2013.
What did I said?
Just invest in Apple.
Wow.
No, just invest in Bitcoin.
2023. I'm all over the shop. But Ren, it's been an absolute pleasure. A lot of fun. And we'll pick it up next year.
Sounds good.
You have been listening to an Equity Mates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. Equity Mates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.